Blog Talk Radio.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, amen. I'm just blessed today. Glory to God. I'm thankful for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Thankful for being a chosen vessel, called and appointed by God. Not man, but by God. Oh, I'm thankful this morning. I don't know about you, but I still have a praise inside of me. Hey, glory to God. In spite of what I've gone through, in spite of what I'm currently experiencing, in spite of what's ahead of me, I still have a praise inside of me. How many have that testimony today? Oh, this is Thankful Tuesday for me. Ah, glory to God. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Truly, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he has done, I mean all he has done, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Truly, I thank God for saving me. Well, we welcome you once again. We had a little two-day break in there. We wasn't on the air Wednesday or Thursday of last week. But we're here today, and we're continuing our series, The Acts of the Apostles. I know many may be saying, well, they dragging it on, dragging. No, we're not dragging it on. But when you are following the instructions of God, guess what? It confounds our minds. But God knows what he's doing. He knows every listener. He knows every hearer. He knows every burden. He knows every situation. He knows every struggles. He knows the intents of our heart. He know our thoughts before they even enter into our mind. Amen. So I bless him today. We're continuing with the Acts of the Apostles. We're on chapter 13. Amen. Amen, our friend and dear sister in Christ who we've come to love dearly. Pastor Gloria Smith should be here shortly. Amen. If not, we're going on. Amen, amen. I bless the Lord today, truly. I thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We're going to open up with the word of prayer. Ah, glory to God. Lord, we come before you this morning, this afternoon, rather, and we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you one more time for letting us see a glorious day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. Amen. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for having an opportunity to come, hallelujah, and share the wonderful news, the good news, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God that he died, he was buried, and then he was resurrected. Hallelujah, and I bless the Lord for that. Because of him, I have a right to the tree of life. Because of him, there is abundant life. Because of him, I can face my tomorrows. Amen, amen. We bless the Lord today. God, we lift up every listener, every caller, those that may be listening live on the internet, those that may go back in the archives and listen to this broadcast later. God, we just thanking you today, God. Thanking you for our president of this great nation, God. Thanking you for our pastors and our leaders. Thanking you for the fivefold ministry, God. Oh, we just bless you for what you've done this past weekend, God. Thank you for Apostle Lewis, Apostle Leo Lewis Sr. coming to install us on this week, God. Oh, God, thank you for Lady Sharon Lewis, God. God, we're asking you to continue to cover them, God. Bless their going out and they're coming in, God. Remember Bishop R.C. Lakes, God. My pastor here in New Orleans, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to bless him, God. Take him safely over the airways and the byways, Lord God. Everything that his heart, hallelujah, imposed to do for you, God. Oh, let it come forth, God. Remember his wife, Lady Lisa Blakes, God. Remember Mother Blakes. Remember Pastor Samuel Blakes, God. Remember Prophet LeBlanc, Prophet Michael Lewis, God. Remember all those that came to celebrate Pastor Miracle, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Pastor Wade Jackson, God. Prophet LeBlanc, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Sawyers, God, Sawyers, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Remember Lady Dita S, God, and all those that participated, God. Remember my family and my friends, God. Remember Minister, hallelujah, Roy King and Stephanie King, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for our children. Thank you for my son right now, God. I'm asking you to go to Angola, Louisiana right now and touch him in the mighty name of Jesus. God, remember my mother, God. Oh, continue to strengthen her, God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Oh, God, we come against any condition that's in our body, God. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy. Hallelujah. We bind the assignments. We cancel his assignments right now in the name of Jesus. He has no power. He has no authority. We're walking in victory, God. We're walking in victory, God. You have given us, hallelujah, power to tread upon serpents, God. Power to denounce. Power to declare and decree, God. And we're standing on those promises today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, God. God, we appreciate you right now. Oh, glory to God. We pull on all the strongholds. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pull down strongholds today. Anything that's not like you, God, we pull it down today. We cast down evil imaginations, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against seducing spirits that would come and whisper and tell us that we're not what you said you are in your word, that you already have declared us to be, God. Oh, God, help us to put on our war clothes, God. Help us to get ready for battle, God. For truly we are in a war, God. Oh, glory, we fight against principalities, against wickedness in high places, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up the men and women of God all over this country, God, that is declaring and decreeing, that is proclaiming the gospel. It's going to the uttermost parts of the earth. And compelling men to come. Oh, God, we bless you today, Jesus. We asking you to bless the bereaved family of Glenn Mess Sr., God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, touch Glenn, God. Touch his sisters, God. Touch the grandchildren, God. Oh, God, and even June, God. Touch our baby boy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember that family, the Mess family as a whole, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you know everything, God. Oh, God, you know the hour that we awake, and you know the hour that we're going to depart, God. God, and we bless you for bereaved families all over this land, God. Comfort them like nobody can but you, God. Oh, God, open up floodgates of heaven, God. Oh, God, and continue to pour out your spirit, God. Oh, let them know that you don't make no mistakes, God. Yes, our hearts is heavy this evening. Our hearts is heavy this evening, God. Oh, God, but she going to a place. Glory to God, where the troubles will be ceased, God. Glory to God, there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sorrow, God. Oh, God, open them up, open them up, open them up, God. Oh, God, and those that are alive and remain, God. Help us to love, God. Help us to think on your Goodness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you today, God. We wouldn't take nothing for this journey, God. Oh, for you said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, we bless you today, God. Ah, glory to God. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, whatever you do, God, don't take your Holy Spirit from us today, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Ah, God, we're asking you to have mercy upon us, God. We love you today, Jesus. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, God. God, and we lift you up today, Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, God. Without you, Lord God, we would fail, God. Without you, we would be men most miserable, God. Without you, God, we would be like a ship without a sail. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. Continue to touch us, God. Remember Prophetess Darlene, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen her, God. Keep your people in the bosom. In your bosom, God. Keep us covered by your blood, God. By your blood, God. God, you said in your word, one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. Oh, we bless you today, God. We love you, God. We appreciate you, God. Glory to God. We lift you up today, God. None but the righteous is going to see you, God. None but the righteous is going to see you, God. None but the righteous shall see God. God, who shall abide? Who shall abide in that tabernacle, God? Who shall abide in that tabernacle, God? Who shall abide, God? Nothing but the pure in heart. Nothing but the pure in heart shall see you, God. No, Messiah. Nothing but the pure in heart shall see you, God. I lift up my grandchildren before you today, God. I'm asking you to continue to touch them, God. Continue to strengthen them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, remember my great-grandchildren, God. God, you made me a promise, God. You said this gift. You said this promise. Was unto my children and to my children's children, God. God, as many as the Lord thy God should call. Oh God. We bless you today, God, Jesus. Messiah, God, Jesus. We love you today, God. We love you, God. Messiah. We can't do nothing without you, God. Messiah, without you, Lord God. God, we would be, Messiah. We would be most men miserable. God, help us today, God. Draw us back to our first love, God. To our first love, God. Where we wanted to dwell in your presence day and night. God, where we could feel your anointing, God. Take us back to that place, Jesus. Take us back to that wonderful place, God. That place, God. That place, God. That place, God. That wonderful place, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Glory to God. Messiah. Oh, we bless you today. Yeah. Glory to God. We love you today, Jesus. Oh, God, we give you glory today, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Messiah. Oh, we bless you, God. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, if nobody prays you. God, you'll cause the rocks to cry out. The very rocks will cry out, God. Somebody and something gonna praise you, God. God, all of your creation. All of your creation, they're gonna praise you, God. All of your creation, they're gonna worship you, God. They're gonna glorify you for who you are. They're going to glorify you for who you are, God. Oh, we bless you today, Jesus. Oh, we're grateful today, God. Oh, with a humble heart, God. Oh, we're just thankful, God. Thank you, hallelujah, for being a part of your royal family. Thank you, Lord God, for being blessed when we come and blessed when we go. Thank you, God, for being children of the promise, God. We bless you today, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Let us lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just bless him today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, this is a day I've been experiencing a lot of difficulties with these airwaves today. Nevertheless, we're going on in Jesus' name. We're going on. Nothing is going to stop God's promise. Nothing is going to stop the plans of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. They've changed this switchboard on me, so I don't know what's up. Let me see. I see Prophetess Darlene on the line. Can you hear me, Prophetess Darlene? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Prophetess Darlene, can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Just trying to see if you could hear me. They've did a little switcheroo with these this switchboard. So, hallelujah. I don't know what's going on. Let me see. If I see Pastor Gloria, amen. God bless you, caller. Caller, can you hear me? Okay, I see a Skype number that appeared on the line. All right, well, I'm going to mute that one on out. Amen, amen. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good afternoon.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. We were looking for Pastor Gloria today to minister. Hallelujah. Things are happening, but nevertheless, we're going to move on. Just want to let you know we had a beautiful weekend this weekend. Thank God for your prayers. Everything was beautiful. Everything was successful. Amen. Amen. God
Hallelujah.
Got the glory. God got the glory out of it all. So we had a beautiful beautiful luncheon, beautiful installation on yesterday. And I tell you, my heart is yet rejoicing. My heart is yet full. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Full. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for all the women and men that came out to be a part. Pastor Gloria and her husband came down from North Carolina. Pastor Miracle was here all the way from Houston, Texas. Prophet Michael Lewis came from Phoenix, Arizona. Prophetess Chelsea was here from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Pastor Wade Jackson from Selma, Alabama. Hallelujah. And, of course, Apostle Leo Lewis that came and officiated, and his lovely wife, elect lady Sharon, all the way from Montgomery, Alabama, was here. Another Pastor Sorries out of Mississippi, and Prophet LeBlanc here in Harvey, Louisiana. I mean, people that I've never met before, they were here. So I just bless the Lord and just thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah, truly. My soul is yet happy today. Hallelujah, yet happy today. Amen. So we're going to just get started a little bit. Amen. A little tired in my body, but I'm pressing the day, Prophetess Darlene. Hallelujah. Pressing the day. We're continuing with our series, The Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And we're on chapter 13 today. Glory to God. And we all know that this particular passage is in the previous chapters was dealing with how the Lord had extended an invitation to the Gentiles to come in, and we were considered those people. Amen. After the Jews rejected Christ, amen, God opened up the door for us Gentiles to come in and receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God, we're just so honored that God was gracious and he didn't forget about us. Amen. He did not forget about us. Amen. So we're going to read a little bit. Amen. And then we're not going to hold long. I don't see but about four people on the line today. Amen. Nevertheless, we're here. Amen. This is Tuesday. I say, Lord, if nobody's here but me, I'm going to read this scripture and go on and do what the Lord has put in my spirit to do and keep it moving. Amen. Amen. So I don't know what happened with Pastor Glory, but nevertheless, we're going to move forward. We're going to be reading out of the New International Version today. Amen. Amen. And that's the version that I have before me today. Like I said, I have been experiencing some technical difficulties through the airwaves with these computers and even the phone line. Can you hear me clearly, Prophetess Darlene?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, because I have this speakerphone on. We're going to go right on. The 13th chapter, we're at Acts chapter 13. And it says, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Maniam, who had been brought up with Herod Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So while they were fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit began to minister to them and say, set aside. What are you saying? Barnabas and Saul were being set aside to do work. Amen. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. So the other apostles prayed, laid hands on them, and sent them off. The two of them sent on their way by the Holy Spirit. Watch that. The Holy Spirit gave instructions. And they went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. They traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos. There they met a Jewish sorcerer and a false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Isn't that like us today? When people know that you're walking with God, they'll send a rich old warlock to try to abort the plan of God. So they opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at that sorcerer, Elymas, and said, "You are a child of the devil. When you see an evil spirit working, guess what? Call it out. Don't let that devil hide. Call that spirit out." Paul called out that spirit and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything is right." So what is he saying? We recognize who you are. You are full of the devil. You are a devil. Not full of it. You are a child of the devil, and you're full of all kinds, and you're against everything. You are enemy to everything that is right. So anything that's not of God, anything that opposes God, people of God, get rid of it. Get rid of it, because if you don't get rid of it, it'll destroy you. It'll take you out. It'll bring you back where you will return to that same vomit that you were wallowing in before you met Christ. Oh, God, I bless you today. That's why our Bible tells us to know them that live among you. They're coming as sheep, but they're going to come as a sheep, but they're really wolves. They're ravening wolves, but they're coming in sheep clothing. They're coming in innocently. And that's why we have to fast. That's why we have to pray. While Barnabas and Saul was fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to them. That's when the Holy Spirit is able, really, to get our attention. Is when we have denied this flesh. When we have said, "I'm going to crucify this flesh. I'm going to stand in God's presence, Prophetess Darlene, until I hear a word from him. I don't want to hear it from my sister. I don't want to hear it from my brother. I need to know that it is God speaking now." Ah, glory to God. Because there's many prophets in the land, but all of them are not original. All of them are not true. All of them are not sent by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said you are enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery, and that's what the devil does. He comes to deceive. He comes to trick us. He comes to take us off our course. Hallelujah. He comes to distort the truth. Glory to God. He said, "Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord?" Then Paul said, "Now the hand of the Lord is against you." He said, "You are going to be blind. For a time, you will be unable to see the light of the sun." Glory to God. "Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. From Perga, they went on to Pisidian." Let's drop down. We're going to be at verse 15. It says, "After the reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue ruler sent word to them, saying, 'Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak.'" Listen. If a word is not going to edify God sent a prophecy, it is to edify the body. It is for the body to be blessed. So they said, brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak. Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, men of Israel and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, listen at what he's saying. With mighty power, he led them out of that country. He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert. He overthrew seven nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked. That's when the king came in, because the people had judges. But then they wanted a king. The judges weren't sufficient for them. Isn't that just like us? You know, God grant us a cup. We tell the Lord we don't want a cup, we want a bowl. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? Be thankful for the cup. And when God see how thankful and how appreciative you are for the cup, then God will promote you and give you a bowl. But we won't be thankful for the small things. Prophetess Darlene, we want the big things. We want to get to the top, but you just don't get to the top overnight. Hallelujah. It takes some labor. It takes some suffering. It takes some endurance. Hallelujah. To get to another place. Glory to God. He said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. So then the people asked for a king. And that's when God gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin. Saul was the first king that God granted to the Israelites. They were murmuring and they were complaining. They weren't thankful. And that's how some of us are. We murmur and we complain and we're not thankful. Oh, but take a ride sometime. Take a ride down the skid row sometime. Take a ride downtown under the bridge sometime and see people sleeping outdoors in the cold. They don't have a roof over their head. See them sometime with signs saying, I'll work for a little food. Oh, we don't know how grateful. We don't know how blessed. We don't know how thankful we should be for what God has given us. Be thankful for the small things. It despise, the Bible said, despise not small beginnings. Hallelujah. Because anything great, amen, it was small at one time. It wasn't always great. You didn't see the house. Hallelujah. In its former glory. You see the house in its glory now. But there was a former glory. Oh, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. So after removing Saul, Saul ruled for 40 years. After removing Solomon, verse 23, he made David their king. And he testified concerning him. He said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart. Now, even though God appointed David to be king after Saul, we all know the story about King David. David was a man that God said he was a man after his own heart. God said whenever David did something, he had a mind to go and repent. And that's why God loved David. He said because he had a repentant heart. He was a man after God's own heart. But we know he failed God. We know he sinned. Amen. And God said, David, I can't let you build my house for me. Yeah, shed innocent blood. Oh, God, I bless you today. It said he will do everything I want him to do. For this man's descendants God has brought to Israel, the Savior Jesus, as he promised. God promised David that a king would always sit on the throne and they were coming out of his lineage. So because, verse 24 said, before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, who do you think I am? I am not that one. So John was a forerunner. He was preparing the way for Jesus to come. He said, no, but he that is coming after me, whose sandals, whose shoes I am not worthy to untie. John was trying to tell him, I'm not that one. I'm just a forerunner. I'm just a predecessor. I'm coming before Jesus to prepare the way. I'm coming preaching and teaching to you all to repent. For Jesus is coming. He's soon to come. Don't get caught up in all of the things that we're seeing going on. Don't get caught up in the hype that the end of the world is tomorrow, because God said, no man knows the day. No man knows the hour. You continue to look up. Continue to look up. Glory to God. We had verse 26. It said, brothers, children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, It is to us that this message of salvation has been sent. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus. Yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they didn't find nothing on Jesus to prosecute him. They didn't find nothing on him to crucify him. Oh, glory to God. But they carried out all that was written, because it was already prophesied that he was going to be scourged. It already was prophesied that he was going to be crucified. They took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead. And for many days he was seen by those who traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses. That's what we are. We are witnesses for Christ Jesus, not a witness for ourselves. If you're not bringing the good news of the Savior, if you're not bringing the good news of the gospel, we don't need your news, because your news is contaminated. Your news is polluted. Your news may be fabricated, hallelujah, but the news of our Savior, the news of our Lord, how he died, how he was buried, and how he was resurrected, that's what we're interested in. Hallelujah. Verse 32 says, we tell you the good news, what God promised our fathers. He has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second Psalm, you are my son. Today I have become your father. The fact that God raised him from the dead, never to decay, is stated in these words. I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David. So it is stated elsewhere. You will not let your Holy One see the king. God will not let his people suffer. God will not leave us on an island, stranded by ourselves. He may leave us for a period of time to get our attention, but he'll always come in at the appropriate time. He'll always come in, hallelujah, and deliver us from evil. He'll always come in and rescue us. Jesus, glory to God. Some of us feel like we're on the edge right now, but I'm here to tell you today, hallelujah, you may think you're on the edge, and it may feel like you're about ready to just go over the edge, hallelujah, but you need to know that there's a God that's waiting to cup you. There's a God that already has something balanced and laid out where you won't be destroyed, hallelujah, where you won't suffer no harm, hurt, or danger. God is a keeper. He's a promise keeper. He will keep his promise. Glory. Down to the third and the fourth and the fifth generation. Everything God promised our father Abraham. Amen. He's able to execute it. He's able to let it become manifested right before our eyes. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah, verse 36 says, but when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. Hallelujah. We're all going to, we're going to go to sleep. Hallelujah. But he said, the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. Glory to God. So David, he was buried with his fathers, and his body decayed. But the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. So Jesus didn't see no spoil. He didn't see no decay. Neither was his bones. It was already fulfilled in the scriptures that none of his bones would even be broken. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Hallelujah. Chop down to verse 40. He said, take care that what the prophets has said does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers. There's some scoffers out there. He said, one day perish. I'm going to do something in your days that you would never believe, even if someone told you. And as Paul and Barnabas was leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about the things on the next Sabbath. When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and the devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. People of God, we have to continue in the grace of God. Amen. We all know that Paul and Barnabas, they're going to separate because there was some dissension. And there's always some things that'll crop up in the family. But guess what? You have to maintain your integrity. Amen. And even if somebody did you wrong, you got to have a forgiving spirit. Oh, glory to God. How are we going to look to Jesus to forgive us? And we won't forgive. We got to forgive, and some things people do to us. Oh, God. Some things are so drastic. Some things are so horrific, Prophetess Darlene. Glory to God. Some things are meant to take us out. But do you know God already have prepared that test and that trial for us to go through it? If he brought us to it, he'll bring us to it. I just believe that. Hallelujah. But some things are so painful because this flesh don't want to suffer. This flesh, want to strike back because it's in our nature. It's in our wrath, jealousy, envy, strife. That's all in our nature. But when we take on the nature of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we're taking on a new nature. Amen. All of these former things, we're bearing them. We're bearing them because we got to rise. We got to walk in a new light. People are looking to us. We are epistles, read of men. We might be the only Bible someone will ever read. So what are they going to read? Are they going to read something pure? Are they going to read something holy? Are they going to read something where they can grab a hold and say, I can do this thing. I can make it through this. This too shall pass. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have to have strength for our brothers and our sisters. The tests and the trials, many times it's not made for us. The test and the trial is made for us to go through it. But it's made for us to have a testimony where we can strengthen our brother and our sister in Christ. The Bible says after you have been converted, then you'll go back and you strengthen your brother and your sister. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm sure there was a lot of dissension when Paul and Barnabas separated. I'm sure they had some of the apostles agreed with Paul and some of them agreed with Barnabas. Amen. But the Holy Ghost spoke and said, separate them. They didn't just do it because, hey, they were angry with one another. The Bible said the Holy Spirit spoke and said, separate. separate Paul and Barnabas. That's why we have to go back. That's why we have to lay in our secret closet. And we have to see God. We have to see God. If we don't see God, we're going to be moved by our convictions. We're going to be moved by the folks that we like. Prophetess Darlene. Ah, glory to God. If I don't like you, I'm already done took sides. I'm already said whether it's right or wrong, that's my girl. I'm going on with her. I'm going down with her. Well, if your girl is wrong, baby, you better try to get check your girl. Because I'd rather check my girl than to have Jesus Christ check me. I'm not going to hell for my girlfriend. I'm not going to hell for my brothers and my sisters. Oh, no. This thing is personal. The Bible says, save yourself from this untoward generation. We got to save ourselves. Yes. Live holy. Yes. Be kind. Be courteous. Don't shut up your bowels of compassion. Amen. But do not follow wrong. Do not be in agreement with wrong. Wrong is wrong. Ain't no right in wrong. There's no right in wrong. Wrong will always be wrong and right will always be right. And we have to get that kind of strength. And we have to be bold in the Lord. And sometimes it's a hard thing when we have to correct. It's a hard thing when we have to rebuke and reprove. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Prophetess Darlene, I see some that started out coming on, listening. They fell off. They fall off. You know, they ain't in nobody church. They ain't listening to no word whatsoever, and I'm here to share with you today. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I don't care how much faith you say you have. If you don't hear this word, your faith will not grow. Your faith will not produce. Faith cometh by hearing. Not reading, not reciting, but hearing. You got to hear the word. When you hear the word, you digest it. Hallelujah. And then you're able to activate it in your life. Huh? Yeah, read your Bible. But you better get in the place where you can hear the word. And I tell you this. When trouble comes, excuse me. When trouble comes, they know where to find us. Their trouble is going to find us. When trouble comes, they don't have to ask nobody for your number. It's already programmed in their phone. They're calling you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's some of the tests and the trials we have to endure as leaders. This is a suffering way, people of God. And I'm going to close. I didn't want to go into all of everything today again. I'm going to close on this. And I share with you all today. I've been in this way. This year will be 31 years. 31 years. Hallelujah. The Lord took me out of this place. The birth of my, the home of my birth. This is where I was birthed, in this city. Never imagined that God would bring me back to this place for ministry. Didn't have no desire to come. But as the prophet prayed over me on yesterday, one of the prophets, and many of them prayed over me, he began to, and I thought of it a little, but didn't really give it no great substance, how he said, for 30-plus years, you submitted to authority. The apostles submitted to the Holy Spirit. They submitted to to the elders. They submitted to those that had rule over them. That's what's erring in the church today. There's no submission. There's no submission. Even the pastors, they have to submit to someone. We all going to be held accountable, people of God. We have to get in a place where we can be submissive to someone. And that way God can bless you. So as the man of God said to me on yesterday, he said, you've been submitted for over 30 years. And he said, now, 30 years in submission, now God has put you in a place where he's going to give you sons and daughters that's going to submit. So now you're going to have authority over those people. Not authority whereas you're ruling with an iron fist. Not authority where you're going to abuse the gift and the calling that God has on your life. But the authority to lead and guide and direct them. The authority, amen, to tell them the ABCs of this gospel. How to be blessed. How to walk holy. How to keep ourselves. How to refrain and restrain from certain things. Things. Prophetess Darlene shouldn't be named among the saints. Some things should not be named among the saints. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. As I was talking, I didn't know we had all these people on the line. Glory to God. I just checked to see Evangelist T. Y'all bear with me. I've been having some difficulty with the switchboard today. So a lot of difficulty with the switchboard. But anyway, as I was saying, we need to get in a place. Get in a place where we can hear from God. The Holy Spirit says separate Barnabas and Paul. If the Holy Spirit is not telling you to separate or leave a place, you stay there. Stay there till you know for sure that God is leading you. Because if you make a wrong move, it may be to your destruction. It may be to your destruction. Sometimes God just gives us grace when we make wrong moves. But then there's other times when the Lord allows Satan to buffet us. Amen? To buffet us and make us to know this was not of God. This was not of God. This was something that the flesh wanted to do. You know, some things that the Lord speak to us, it don't agree with us because it's not something we want to do. But when it's something we want to do, we say, oh, yeah, the Lord did it. The Lord spoke it. I know this is God. Because it seems pleasant. Oh, but when the trouble comes, glory to God, when the ground begin to shake, Evangelist T, when troubles start coming up on every hand, and you begin to question God, Lord, did you say thus and thus? I thought I heard you, but I may have missed you. I may have missed you. People of God, it's too late in the evening to miss God. This is a time when we need to be convinced without no shadows of doubt that God spoke, not man, that God spoke. And God will always confirm his word. He said out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. What you mean it's confirmed? If it's established, it's confirmed. And sometimes we need to put some fleets out. Ah, God said to prove me. He told us in Malachi, he said, prove me. Bring in all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And he said, prove me herewith, that I wouldn't open up the windows of heaven and pull you out of bread. So you can prove God? How do you prove him? By giving him his word back, telling them what doth say the Lord. Lord, you say it does. And I'm standing on what you say. This is not what my brother or my sister said. This is what you said. You said to prove you. You told Abraham to go out and look for a city who make and build it with God. You said that. Yes. His friends may have thought that was foolish, but if God spoke it, I don't care who think it's foolish. If God spoke it, baby, it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass. Why? Because God is not like man. He's not a liar. He won't renege on no promise. He said, if I did not, I said, won't I perform it? If I said it, I'm able to perform it. If I instructed you, I'm able to get it through. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of God we serve. We serve a God that can't lie. He's God all by himself. He don't need no help. Hallelujah. He don't need no army. He is an army by himself. But he'll raise up an army to be there for you. People of God, if there ever was a time that we need to draw nigh to God, it is now. If there ever was a time where we need to know that it is God's voice and not some other voice, it is now. It is now. We're living in some perilous times. Men are lovers of pleasure. And I'm here in a city where they worship, there's all kind of pagan holidays that they worship. And they come out full force with what they think is of God. And God ain't in none of it. God ain't in none of it. If God isn't being glorified in what you do, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it to impress other people. And then God get angry with you. I'm not going to do anything to impress somebody. And then my Lord and Savior gets mad with me. And I'm trying to impress them. No. Even if you can't do it, ask God for strength. And God will send you, God will give you strength to do it. Hallelujah. God will give you strength to do whatever he instructs you to do. You don't have to go to the pagan elements. You don't have to go to the witches and the warlocks. Glory to God. God is greater than that. Remember, when God removed his hand off of Saul, glory to God, Saul became vexed in his spirit. He knew the anointing was gone. He became vexed in his spirit, and he went and consulted with a witch. Hallelujah. When he did that, he thought God was angry with him. Oh, but God got even more angrier. Hallelujah. When he went and consulted with the witch. That's an insult to God. Either we going to trust God and obey him, hallelujah, and live, are we going to, we're going to be deceived. We're going to be tricked. And believe me, the Antichrist has already set up his throne. You see, everything we're doing, we got to have a card. We have to have passcodes, passwords. And the mark of the beast is already in session. Ooh, glory to God. I pray you all hear me today, and I don't know who's going through what. I don't know what your life is about. I don't know what you're experiencing, but we're on the Acts of the Apostles. We're dealing with a book of action. We're dealing with a book where Jesus began his reign, where Jesus, called his disciples, where he told us that he was going to send us a comforter. What is that comforter? That comforter is the Holy Ghost. What is that comforter? That comforter is power. God declare God's generation. Because no one, nothing but the pure in heart is going to see God. Now, if you think you can continue in your mess, you can wallow in your mess, and you're going to see him, but you won't see him in peace. You're going to see him where the judgment is going to be pronounced against you. Hallelujah. You won't live in peace. You're going to live in a burning hell if we don't get it right. I know this is not a popular message, but God told me to tell you today, only the pure in heart go see God. Serve God. I would be a nut to have came into this marvelous life and lived in the presence of God for 30 plus years and then just walk away for a margarita, walk away for a Bloody Mary, walk away for a one-night stand. Come on, people of God. God mean more to us than that. Jesus. Is he enough? God will be your husband. Hallelujah. He'll be a comforter to you. Oh, glory to God. He'll be that pillar that you can cry and lean on. God, I bless you. If I can only get you to see, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. The Bible said, one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. So imagine if a day with the Lord is like a thousand years, what you think a night is? And you gonna throw it away? You gonna throw it away? Cause some Casanova that came whispering in your, the devil is a lie. Ooh, Jesus. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. Hallelujah, but Lord just changed that. Glory to God, people of God. God has called us to holiness. He's calling us to live righteous. He's calling us to be an effective witness. He's calling us to a higher calling in him. Somebody might say, I'm a servant. I am a servant of the Most High God. And that's what gives me my greatest pleasure, when I can serve the people of God. When I can tell others that Jesus saves to the utmost. When I can share my testimony that if he did it for me, surely God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the God that brought me out of New Orleans 30 years ago, and the same God that brought me back. But he didn't bring me back for mess, junk, and foolishness. He brought me back to declare his name, to declare his word, to stand on his promises. Woo, Lord, I love you today, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm going to open up the lines. I don't have anything else to say to the Lord. The Lord have given us what to speak on today. Tune in tomorrow, hallelujah. Minister Lovett out of Antioch, he'll be ministering for us. Then somebody else was scheduled for Thursday. I can't get it in my mind right now. Going to Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone. I give honor to God.
I give honor to Pastor Adrian Bernard. I give honor to everyone in their designated places. You gave us the good news today. Thank God for the good news. I thank God. There's so many things I could say, but I'll just try to limit it down to a couple because I tell you my heart is overflowing now and it is full. Hallelujah. With the word, I thank God. I don't know who the word was for, but I know the word was for me. Hallelujah. And I know people are going to go in the archives and somebody's going to get delivered, healed, and saved and set free when they hear the word today because you gave the good news. And I thank God for you. Congratulations once again. Thank God for you. You truly, when I heard you say 30 years, you didn't say 30 days. You didn't say 30 seconds you were a servant. And you put some time in. And right there was a lot right there that you said, 30 years. Some people don't want to wait 30 days to become a pastor, 30 days to become evangelist or a minister or a missionary, or 30 seconds. But right there you said you had to take 30 years, and you were a servant, and you were submissive, and you were humble, and you submitted yourself. Right there, right there was a message by itself. We got to be humble. We got to submit ourselves. And a lot of times we don't want to humble and be submissive. Everybody want to be pastors, apostles, bishops today. But we got to be a servant and a good servant, not a complaining servant, not a doubtful servant. We got to serve with our whole heart, and we got to serve with the spirit of praise, the spirit of worship. So I just thank God for the words you gave on today, the good news. Thank God you let us know that holiness is right. Holiness is the only way. And also, we got to be careful. You spoke on, we got to be careful who we follow and who's leading us. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. They're not right, and they're not clean. They can't lead us anywhere. So, you know, you spoke on that, and you said a promise is a promise. In other words, God is going to do what he said he's going to do, and he can't back up on a promise. If he said it, we just got to wait, and sometimes we don't want to wait. Sometimes we don't want to trust. And while we waited, we got to praise. And then you spoke on the secret place. We must go in a secret place. We must continue to pray and fast and seek God. That's the only way we're going to continue to make it. And as you spoke also on the power of God, we got to get a refilling of the Holy Ghost. What we had 10 years ago is not good for today. We got to get a refilling often. And so I thank God for the word you spoke. My heart is blessed. I'm encouraged. Hallelujah. I am filled. I tell you, I am disturbed up. Hallelujah. And I thank God you had someone else to speak, but God wanted you to speak today. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we wonder what happened, how they get turned around, how they get switched. Even the switchboard got messed up because the enemy knew the word was coming forth. Hallelujah. But it came forth with great power. And when you said, can you hear me? Hallelujah. Yes, we heard you, but I heard you in the spirit. Hallelujah. I heard you loud and clear. Not just in the natural. Could I hear you? Could I hear you? I'm telling you now, I heard you in the spirit. Hallelujah. You said it's time for us to stop playing. It's time for us to get it right. It's time for us to stop and be real and come closer to God, those that's playing. And those that's not playing, continue to stay in the will of God. Continue to stay in his purpose. Continue to do what he has called us to do. And you also spoke on Holy Ghost boldness. Sometimes we got to come up and come out hiding in the corner. Hallelujah. So I thank God today for the good news. You continue letting God use you. I pray your strength. And I tell you, nobody, you definitely deserve this promotion. Hallelujah. You didn't try to promote yourself. God promoted you. Hallelujah. And you waited on it. And you were good courage and you was a good steward. Even when you didn't want to be, you was praising God. And you didn't give up. You didn't turn away. Hallelujah. And you practice what you preach. You know, some people preach about holiness, but they live this way, that way, in all kinds of ways. But you live in what you're preaching. So I say to you, continue to look to the hills. Continue to look to the hills from which your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. And he's got greater, greater things, more than you can imagine. Yes, you had to go through the suffering. Yes, you had to go through the pain. Yes, you cried many tears. But God, this is your reward time. This is your reaping time. This is your blessed time. Hallelujah. The soul, the seeds you sowed. Hallelujah. Behind the scene that nobody even know about. Hallelujah. You didn't go around bragging and talking about, I gave so-and-so this. I did so-and-so that. Because, see, what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. Hallelujah. Yes. So he's rewarding you now. This is your time. This is your time. So we thank God for this time of celebration, this time of blessing, this time of reaping. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's an honor and a privilege to serve you, woman of God. I love you. God bless.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Darlene. I just I look at your faithfulness, you know, just looking at your faithfulness, and I see glory to God. Just your faithfulness alone speaks volumes, and that's what we need to know, that when you serve in God and you are faithful, God is a rewarder. He's a rewarder. You got to be faithful in what you do. You can't be hitting and missing. You just need to know that God sees your heart. And whatever we do, and we do it earnestly from our heart, you know, there is a great reward. There is a great reward. So I thank God for Prophetess Darlene. You know, sometimes you depend on others, and sometimes people think they're implacable. But God knows everything He's doing. He knows everything He's doing. And I tell you, I've been so full this past weekend, just full, just being able to witness even my pastor. I never call him former pastor, because Apostle Lewis set up under him 5 years there in Atlanta. And he was so hurt when the Lord told me to move back to California, but we always stayed connected. And even, you know, he began to share with the people on yesterday. I was a Sunday school superintendent, and, you know, he had just opened up the church there in Atlanta, because he's headquartered in Montgomery, and he opened up the church in Atlanta. And me and Minister Billy Burns, my friend that hosts the Saturday segment, went, and my family and her family joined with Bishop Lewis, and we started that Sunday school department there, and didn't have anybody but our little 10 or 12 children. But after about, I think maybe about a year or so, we had got that Sunday school up to about 65 children, and adults was coming out to Sunday school. So, you know, those were my little humble beginnings, and I just reflect upon all of that. Just serve. Never knew, never even had an inkling to be a preacher, teacher. I love events and coordinating, and working behind the scenes, and, you know, just bringing people together for fellowship. I enjoy those kind of things. Never knew that the Lord had nothing like this in store for me. Never knew it. But God knows everything. He knows it all. So I'm going to open it. Thank you, Prophet Darlene. I appreciate you. Those of you that can get up on Sunday morning for 30 minutes of prayer, I tell you, you will not be disappointed. Get up on Sunday morning early Sunday morning prayer comes on at 7 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Central, and 10 a.m. Eastern. If you just give us a little 30 minutes, and you know that prayer before you get in your car and go to your houses of worship, you'd be surprised of what it does for you, for your spirit, man. Amen. So I'm going to go to this Skype number, amen, to open up this line. Caller, your line is open. They've been with us from the beginning of the program. God bless you, caller. This is a Skype number. I can't see your number, but your mic is open. Your line is open. If you'd like to say anything, you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, I'm going to go to Evangelist T. All right. God bless you, Evangelist T. All right, Prophet Darlene, you still with me?
Amen.
All right, I got this line open. They done did some new stuff on this switchboard. Evangelist T? All
praise
right,
the
Rocky.
Lord. Praise the Lord.
There she is. All right, God bless you.
God bless you, too. I only hung up because I had a job interview. So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So it looks like Evangelist T is going to be working at the University of Pacific.
Come on! Amen. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I praise
God. All
right,
God,
going on. God is good. There was a lot going on today, but I was able to listen to you at first, and then I had to drop off. But
okay.
I did hear something that really stuck to me, and God keeps taking me to the same scripture. He said, "Know them that labor among you," and in the last few days, the Lord has just been showing me the hearts of his people that are around me. And I thank and praise God. On Friday, I came out of prayer and I went in such a deep anointing of God. It stayed on me for like 4 hours. So I just thank God for showing me the people that labor among me and showing me what it is that he wants me to do. And I just thank God for you even saying that. As soon as I jumped on the line, that was one of the first things you said is know them that labor among you. So I just bless the Lord today for this broadcast, for you, my beautiful godmother, Pastor Adrian, and to all the people of God. I hear my sisters on there today, Prophetess Darlene, and all the people of God.
Yeah.
I love you guys so much. I just want to tell everybody there is an open heaven right now. God is hearing the petitions of his faithful servants, and I am a living witness to that. Not one, but three jobs in the last three weeks.
All right.
And all I can do is praise God because,
yes,
you know, my godmother knows the things I've been through in my life in the last 3-4 years, and I know it's only God, you know. So it is open heaven right now, and all I can do is celebrate what God is doing for his people, for his faithful servants. And he does not want us to be distracted in this season, because right now there's so many distractions, and they're coming from everywhere, from the top to the bottom, from the head on down. All kinds of distractions, and he just don't want us to miss him. He don't want us to miss him. That's why he's waking us up in the middle of the night, speaking to us, and I just thank God for this broadcast. I really do. You know, my godmother know how much it changed my life, and I just thank God to be able to get on here. And when I looked at the time, I was like, oh, no, I have to stop what I was doing, you know, because today's my daughter's birthday, so she got me running on top of everything else. So I just thank and praise God for what he is doing in my life and life of people. I just want to know, let Pastor Adrian Bernard know I have been praying for you. I thought about you all weekend. I said, you know, I said, God, he said, I got this, so don't worry. He said, she's not going to have any worries, that he had everything set up and planned for you this weekend, that he made every provision. He is not done making provisions. I see the Lord sending you more laborers and everything else. So I just honor God for the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, that I'm truly, truly, truly hearing his voice. I truly have my eyes open. My spiritual eyes are open, and I just will not let anything separate me from the love of God. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just speak blessings of peace over you, your family, your ministry, and anyone who's connected to you. Every seed that you have planted, it is truly harvest time for God's people. And as I become blessed, I will bless the ministry. I know I haven't had a chance to do it, but I know I am mandated to bless this ministry, because this ministry has truly, truly been a blessing to me. I'll let you know. I might be coming to Louisiana soon, so I'll let you know. God bless you.
All right.
God loves you, and God keep you.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you, Evangelist T. I tell you, this weekend has been such a humbling experience for me, especially when you labor in God's vineyard and then you see your friends, and you ain't going to get all your family, but if you can get a couple of family members to come, and, you know, your peers in the gospel, it just makes you appreciate God even the more when people can show you love. It's not about money. It's not about money. It's about love. It's about true fellowship. And true fellowship, remember the brethren. True fellowship is to remember the suffering of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's what it's about. I just got a love for people, and I really just... You know, I haven't had a chance to go on Facebook and do a personal thank you, because I've just been so overwhelmed, but the Lord is going to bless me. I rested yesterday, so I'm looking for the Lord to just bless. My body was a little tired and a little tense because, you know, you're overseeing all of these things. But I thank God I was able to sit, and, you know, they took care. The luncheon was beautiful. Pastor Blake, R.C. Blake spoke for the luncheon. And then Apostle Lewis officiated the installation on Sunday. So my heart is just still just so full for all the love that came in. Truly, I couldn't have received that love without you all, even seeing Pastor Miracle coming down from Houston. You know, I met Pastor Miracle right here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Did not know that I would be in New Orleans. 4 years, well, 2 years later, I think we've been knowing Pastor Miracle about 2 years now, and she came down and everything. It was just beautiful. And I felt y'all prayers. I want you to know I knew the saints was praying, for, and everything just went well. It was just beautifully attended and everything. It was just a blessing. So I'm humble. I thank God, and I'm just looking for souls to come into the kingdom. That's my burden. That's something special that God has put on my heart, to see souls come in and to see lives transformed. That's marvelous. Amen. So I'm gonna go to area code 5. Thank you, Evangelist T. I love you. Amen.
Love you.
We're going to area code 504, last four of your numbers, 0357. I know this number.
Hello, this is Shalala. How are you doing?
This is Shalala?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm trying to place you.
Hi.
I'm trying to place you.
Okay, from New Home when I went to church on, what's the name of that street?
On Broad Street. Okay, Shalala.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You gotta make me know your face. That name is ringing, but I'm not. I can't get your face.
Okay.
Just come up to me and make me know. Make me know. But anyway, it's so good to have you with the Shalala on the line.
Yes, ma'am. I was calling for a prayer for strength. For God to strengthen me and strengthen me more to talk to my daughter so she could start talking to me. And because I've been fighting this battle. I've been fighting all kind of stuff going on with her. And
with your daughter?
Tonight, yes, Melvinicia, my daughter Melvinicia.
Meldisha?
Yes, Melvinicia.
Melvinicia. Okay, I may have Prophetess Darlene. Okay, what else? Go ahead. Tell us what we need to pray.
And on Thursday morning, about 3 o'clock that morning, I had a lot of fluid on my chest, and it felt heavy, and my chest felt tight, and someone had knocked on the door, and I opened the door, and I had went to the bathroom, and it looked like I had stood on in the bathroom like about an hour or hour and a half. And then my chest, it was like to me, I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. It felt like a release. I don't know what I was going through during that time. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday my feet was hurting me because I had fluid. I suffer with fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if that was because of me being upset with Melvinicia, because she told me she was going to the Cannonade. She wound up somewhere else by my little nieces and them houses. You know, it's so much that I'm fighting.
Oh, listen.
She's 16 years old. She like girls and stuff.
Okay.
She do pills, popping on pills, drank alcohol and all that. And I've been praying.
Mm.
I've been asking God to remove it from her. And I told God I'm not strong in that area to rebuke the devil, you know, like the pastors do. They put their hand over her. And stuff, I'm not strong in that area, and I know I'm not
now. You're going to get strong in that area, and we're going to touch and agree right now, Prophetess Darlene. Yeah, you know that Messiah. Hallelujah. The Bible said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Hallelujah. You're going to get strength today. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. We exalt you, God. We worship you, God. We adore you, God. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for this program, God. We thank you for this ministry, God. Oh, God, we come standing in the gap for our sisters today, God. We ask in God that you strengthen her, God. We ask that you restore, God. We ask in God that you move the hands of the enemy right now, God. Oh, God, we ask that you deliver them free in our household, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let her not give up, God. Oh, we've been adored for a night for joy coming in the morning. Oh, God, let her begin to praise you, God. Let her begin to rejoice, God, and smother, God. Oh, God, we ask that you fill her up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move the hands of the enemy. Satan, we come to show you notice right now. You have no authority over this family. We come to serve you notice right now. Your job is up. Your time is up. We plead the blood right now. The blood in our home, the blood over her life, in the name of Jesus. Stretch her daughter right now, God. Take the desires of sin from her. Take the desires of drugs and alcohol from her, God. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of lesbianism. We come against the spirit of depression in the daughter. We come against these spirits right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for being a turnaround. We thank you, God, for a change happening in this mother. Oh, God, we thank you for healing her body right now. Oh, God, we ask you to touch her, God. Strengthen her even now, God. Fill her even now, God. Oh, God, no weapon form against her shall prosper. Oh, God, we come to tear down every stronghold. Loose every shackle, destroy every yoke in her family right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the praise report. We have heard what the devil did. Now we're waiting for your report, God, in the name of Jesus. We're standing on your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said two or three touching the grain in your name. Well, it's more than two or three on this line. As we come to draw bear in heaven for y'all, for her, God, in the name of Jesus. We come right now. You said, our God, we know that the captives are being set free even now. In the name of Jesus. We know that yokes are being destroyed in her life right now in the name of Jesus. So we break. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, yes, we break every generation curse. In the name of Jesus, we destroy it at the root. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for salvation in her daughter. We thank you for deliverance in her daughter. We thank you for healing in her daughter. We thank you for this mother being turned around. We thank you that she's standing on your word. She's going to trust in you, God. She's going to praise you. She's going to stay on her prayer post and watch you move. So we thank you right now for being done. Oh, God, we thank you right now. You're going to delight herself in you, and you're going to give her the desires of her heart. We thank you right now, God, for the move of you, taking place, God. And we give you praise and honor in the name of Jesus. God, we also pray. Hallelujah, that your spirit dwell in her home right now in the name of Jesus. We ask for the angels to come in the name of Jesus. To sweep everything else that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask in God when the enemy tries to come up. We know that you want to build, when the enemy tries to come like a flood, you want to build a standard. God, cover her mind even now in the name of Jesus. This mother's mind, God. Give her peace in the midst of this storm. Hallelujah. Peace in the midst of the storm. We speak peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, glory. You got any blood thrown at your house?
Shalom. No, ma'am. No,
all
ma'am.
Right, I'm going to have to get you some bless oil, and you go anoint, for you anoint that home, and you anoint your daughter while she sleeps, go in that room wherever she's sleeping at, anoint that pillow and everything, and even some of her shoes. Hallelujah, that she won't be walking in the wrong place. God going to do something. And you stay prayerful.
Thank you, Jesus.
You stay prayerful, and you continue to be a light. You
yes,
have
ma'am.
To be a light that she sees, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You have to maintain a standard, and you have to be a light. Cause don't give the
yes,
enemy
ma'am.
Nothing to throw back on you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to get with you. You right here in New Orleans, so I'm going to get with you.
Yes,
I got
ma'am.
Your number. I'm going to call you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right, and whenever you can tune in and hear a word, the Bible says faith's coming by hearing, and don't speak that you don't have no strength. Amen. You
yes,
call
ma'am.
On the Lord, God gives you strength. Amen. Let
yes,
the
ma'am.
Weak say that I'm strong. God will strengthen you. Amen. And he'll
yes,
give you an understanding, and he'll also give you directions and instructions on how to deal with this young lady. So do
yes,
not
ma'am.
Be disturbed. You stay prayerful. Amen. Because God,
yes,
God promised us that he would save our children and our children's
yes,
children. And we're standing on that promise, and the enemy will not have Melvanesha. Okay?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. So God bless you. We thank you for tuning in today. God bless
you.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for everything that we've heard on today. Tomorrow, Minister Lovett is going to be ministering for us out of Antioch, California. Amen. Amen. Those of you that if you need prayer also, Prophetess Darlene, our prayer line is 4 days, I think, a week. Prophetess Darlene, give them that information. Amen. And she's on Facebook. You can look up Darlene Davis, and you can see her information and call in on the evening on that prayer line, and she will pray for you. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. We're on tonight, and our number, we're having a speaker, Evangelist Viola Clark, on tonight. We also are having prayer on tonight. It's 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498. And once again, that's 712-432-1500, 211-498-#. And that is on Tuesdays, Monday, Tuesdays, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we also have noonday, and that's Eastern time at 8 p.m. and 5 Pacific time. And we've been having a time, and God has been blessing and doing signs, wonders, and miracles. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Bernard.
All right, all right. Well, we're going to close on out. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for what our ears have heard. God, we ask you to strengthen every caller, every listener, even those that go back into the archives. God, continue to strengthen Sister Shalala, God, and even bring peace in our mind and in our home and in our daughter's life. God, continue to bless Evangelist Tier, Lord God, with the new employment, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to strengthen Prophetess Darlene and those that we didn't see on the line today, God. We ask you to even bless them. Remember Mother Charity, God, and all the mothers that come on the line. Continue to pray for Minister Aaron Singleton also, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we'll see you all on tomorrow at the same time tomorrow. Amen. And we will be on again Amen. Thursday also. So God bless you all. We're going to close on out with, oh, God, this thing gave me trouble today, but it's all right. We're going to close on out.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on. you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain.
Break every
chain.
Time. Love you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
Amen.